Well, first of all, let's talk about what you've been doing this summer. You said you spent some time in New York conducting, been having a busy summer.
It's been a great summer. Started off in May with my conducting piano and composition debut with the Boston Pops, which was a real thrill. And then I've spent a lot of time on Long Island with Orchestra Long Island doing concerts for many thousands of folk, big open-air parks concerts. Those are always a joy. Kids with balloons and light sticks. We have fireworks. We do great American patriotic music. A lot of fun stuff. But it will culminate for us with our Elmwood Park concerts. So all leading up to our big Roanoke Symphony Summer Parks concert.
Symphony Under the Stars, a free concert. It's actually the kind of the end of a whole day of an arts festival, but Symphony Under the Stars, August 24th, 7 p.m., and you always sort of work in a lot of popular music, maybe a movie theme or two.
That's right. We love doing these concerts. Last year's symphony concert at Elmwood Park set a record. They're estimated between 4,000 and 5,000 people because it's free, it's available, you get a chance to get a real sampler of what your Roanoke Symphony does. We have so much fun with this, and you mentioned the movie things. One of the things we're doing is a little medley of some of the great classical music used in cartoons. All the stuff people know, a lot of us grew up falling in love with classical music by watching
from cartoons, right, exactly. That's Looney right. Tunes or whatever.
Oh, Boonhilda, you're so, you know, Elmer Fudd, you know, mm-hmm. going through. I loved that stuff. And of course, we're doing a lot of great classical stuff like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. But we're also doing Walter Murphy's A Fifth of Beethoven, kind of the rock and roll version. So we can really let our hair down with the symphony at these Summer Parks concerts and also pay tribute to some important historical milestones. For example, a lot has been in the news recently about the 50th anniversary, the Apollo moon landings. And we will do a special tribute to the women and men who were part of that program. We have music by James Horner, written for the film Apollo 13. And as a special thing, I have a recording of the actual NASA launch footage. So we put it through stage sound, gets their subwoofers cranked up, and we will play the actual launch sequence, which leads directly into the symphony playing this great music by James Horner from Apollo 13. So if you can, Saturday, August 24th, the symphony concert starts at 7, but all day there are all kinds of exciting things, a truly collaborative venture with area arts, with the ballet, with the Roanoke Valley Reads, we have with the public libraries, the book giveaways, bands playing during the day, and then get there just before 7 o'clock and be one of the many thousands supporting the symphony and chorus and the ballet. It's just a special, special night. And so as your music director, as your conductor, I'm personally inviting all listeners to mark their calendar for that day. This is a concert not to be missed, and we guarantee perfect weather.
There you go. We're talking with David Stewart Wiley, music director for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. And are you excited to be part of this inaugural, I guess, Star City Arts Festival with all these other groups sort of on the capstone of the night? Are you excited about it?
I am. It's truly new in the sense that it's all going to be concentrated in and around Elmwood Park. So rather than past arts festivals that were spread out, people can come on August 24th and experience lots of different things, food and culture, of course, great live music. It's been amazing how collaborative my colleagues in the other arts have been. Grateful to our executive director, David Crane, our board member, Lori Strauss has been active, and many others. I don't want to leave other folk out. But it's been truly a collaborative venture, and the Roanoke Symphony has been proud and humbled to be part of this.
And then just a couple nights later, the opening night Masterworks concert at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater. And you say the Celebrating America is the title, and it's sort of a collaboration, you were saying, with the O. Winston Link Museum.
Yeah, this is new and I think really exciting for us. There is a wonderful piece of new music written for full symphony called Night Owl by Grammy Award winning composer Michael Dougherty. And it's called Night Owl. And so this piece, not only is the full symphony performing, but we have images of O. Winston Link's extraordinary artistry, these stage night photos of locomotives above the stage. The piece so beautifully complements these visual images. So we are bringing new elements to the Roanoke Symphony performance. Also on that program is the iconic Rhapsody in Blue, which has a great train connection, a lot of inspiration Gershwin found from his trips on the railroad between New York and Boston when he was writing the piece. Another piece called The Great Locomotive Chase, which is a Civil War era battle taken place on a train. So the theme is our train heritage, and it seemed fully appropriate for our opening night not only to celebrate great American music, including Gershwin's An American in Paris, but a lot of this other train-inspired stuff. So yeah, check us out at rso.com. A lot of exciting things happening. Our pop series is going gangbusters.
And I see the pop series opens up October 18th with Sinatra and Friends, Simply Swinging, and I would think you'd have a big crowd for that one.
Oh yeah, Steve Lippi just totally nails these Sinatra charts, big band stuff and full symphony, and then we do a tribute to music of Sting and the Police in the spring. Our holiday pops, bigger and better than ever. We have a major star, Adrian Danrich, a soprano soloist, with us, and hundreds of performers. So it's not too early to start thinking about getting not only Masterworks, but Pops tickets as well, because the tables go really fast at the RSO.
I'm Gene Morano.
Talk with David Stewart Wiley, music director for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. A couple more questions. Let's talk about Masterworks this year. A lot of Mozart, Beethoven on the schedule. Just talk about the Masterworks season.
Another anniversary. It is a Beethoven celebration year, so I focused a lot on some of the great works. We're doing the iconic Fifth Symphony, you know, ba-ba-ba-ba.
Sure.
But we also do many other great works by Beethoven. The Mozart includes the Uplifting Requiem, some of the lesser heard symphonies. We also have a pretty amazing soloist coming to join our concertmaster. Rebecca Young is one of the principals of the New York Philharmonic. She is an amazing viola player, and she and our concertmaster, Kemi, will do the beloved Mozart Sinfonia Concertante in the fall. It's an exciting year. Things continue to go really well.
What's the state of the RSO at this point?
Well, we are so grateful for this region's support. We have continued to balance our budget for many years in a row. We take very seriously the stewardship of this orchestra, of this chorus, of our region. Education and outreach is going gangbusters. Our partnerships with the schools, absolutely vital. And truly grateful for all of the great things going on. It's a team effort. As music director, I have the privilege of working with an incredible group of women and men, our staff, our board, our professional musicians. These are just incredible artists, and I feel like a kid in a candy store every day to do what I do.
And just to wrap up, when people need more information, where can they go, David?
You can call the Member One RSO box office at 540-343-9127, or anytime you can go online, www.rso.com, as in RSO, and you can check out all of our programs there. You can even get tickets online. Check us out. We are your orchestra and chorus. Love to have you part of us. And of course, we'll see everybody on August 24th and hopefully set a new record for our Symphony at Elmwood Park, Symphony Under the Stars.